Welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks, the show which helps you decide if a game is worth spending your hard-earned money on or a try before you buy. Now here's your host, Barry Ricks.
Hey guys, welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. I am your host, Barry Ricks, and today's Kickstarter highlight is Wizard of Legend, and I have the masterminds behind the game with me. I have Dahoon and Bundy with me today. How's it going, guys?
Hey, Barry.
It's going pretty well for us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Awesome. Thanks for coming on the show. So why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself and about your guys' company?
Okay. My name is Bundy, and I'm half of the team here at Contingent 99. We're just a small two-person team. We're just two high school friends that decided, you know, we love games, and it's always been a dream to make video games. And late summer of 2014, we kind of took the dive and started working on different prototypes, and eventually ended up with what would now become Wizard of Legend.
Yeah, I'm Dahoon, and it's pretty much what Bundy said. We just love playing games together, and we play games together all through high school. So after we, you know, finished college, got our degrees, did some other stuff, we decided, you know, try some game dev and see where it goes.
That's awesome. That's awesome that you guys are high school buddies and you're just like, hey, we love games. Let's work together and make our own game.
Yeah, we spend a lot of 4 a.m. like gaming runs or like 24-hour runs through college. So, yeah.
That's awesome. That's great. So, talking about your game, so on Kickstarter, you guys have a campaign going on right now for a game called Wizard of Legend. So, why don't you tell the listeners what the game is and what they can expect from it?
Hey, Wizard of Legend, the basic premise is you play a wizard, obviously.
And you're what?
It's a surprise. It's a surprise. But you're out to prove that, you know, you're the best and no one is better than you. And the way you go about doing this is you enter a tournament or slash challenge that proves just that. The tournament is actually set up by the Magic Council in the game, which are the group of the badass wizards, and they basically create the whole tournament. And the main focus of the gameplay that we wanted to, you know, focus on was the fast-paced, very fast-paced action. So most wizard games, you have to cast time and such. We don't have any cast time. We just have a simple one button to spell, you know, combination. And the idea is that you would start with only two spells because tournament regulations, but you go through and pick up a bunch of spells. And it's basically about making a spell build that works for you. So whatever you want to do, you can do it. We just have a bunch of elements and a bunch of different spells from melee spells, from like punching people with, you know, rock hands, for example, if you wanted to, or like shooting giant balls of fire. And you create your own build, you create your own combos, and basically try to beat the game.
Awesome. So you mentioned there's different elements you can use. So what are the different types of wizard powers and elements that they can use?
We primarily have five elements right now. It's fire, water, earth, lightning, and
air.
Yeah.
Just do the Captain Planet thing.
That's yeah. Right. I don't remember it in order.
Except heart. Don't use heart from Captain heart. Planet. Yeah.
So heart is good. You know, can't deny it, but I have it in our game.
That's awesome. And, I mean, and you guys opt. If people, you know, definitely go check out the Kickstarter. They have a lot of examples on what the powers look like, the different elements and everything. And everything looks fantastic. I mean, that was definitely one of the things that drew my attention to your campaign, is that you guys are doing great work, it looks like. So props to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, we've been working on making gifts for a while now. So it's good to hear that it paid off.
Yeah, definitely. So, is this going to be something that's just going to be a campaign, or is there, you know, an idea of maybe battling other people online and prove yourself to be the best wizard that way as well?
We actually don't have online multiplayer plan just yet. It might be a stretch goal because we have tried it out. We've created like a very rough working version. Well, working in quotes. But it's very rough. So we did create it, but it would actually take a lot of time to get it polished and up to date. And it's a very fast-paced game, so we'd have to deal with all that. So it would add a lot of months to our cycle. So
not only time, but money, people. Money. Take lots of money.
So for now, we just have a local co-op and versus mode. So you can beat the crap out of we beat the crap out of each other all the time in the game. So
that's a great. I mean, just having a little couch co-op playing is definitely it works sometimes. I mean, a lot of games nowadays. I mean, you just automatically expect like an online aspect, but I also appreciate just being able to, hey, we already have a built-in, you know, gameplay that you just sit there with your, buddies and beat each other up that way. So I can appreciate that for sure.
Yeah, trust us. We really want online play as well. But then co-op, we didn't even plan on it. We were just kind of messing around. And then we dropped two players in one day. And we're like, wow, this actually is a lot of fun. Even though, it's local co-op, there was no problem. It added a whole new dimension to the game. So we decided to include it.
Yeah, I think we added co-op in literally a day and then added PvP in a day and said, oh, this is actually not bad, and we worked on it a little bit more after that.
Yeah, and we've been focusing on that as well afterwards.
Awesome. And you guys are planning on bringing it, of course, all to all the PC, Mac, and Linux and everything. Do you guys plan or would like to bring it to consoles as well?
We do have, we're looking into plans. Nothing's set yet to release on consoles. Ideally, our first choice would be self-publishing on PlayStation, on the PSN network. And we have a bunch of wish lists of consoles that we would love to add to, but we don't want to overshoot and miss our goals because of console releases and etc.
Definitely.
So we're not making any promises on that, but we would love to do that, of course.
It's always a thought in the back of the mind, for sure. But, I could appreciate focusing on the one platform for now, and then if the future presents itself to do others, then maybe that would be a possibility. So I think that's great. So as we're recording right now, you guys still have 23 days left to go on your campaign. So a good portion of a month left. Looks like the campaign is set to end on July 21st. And you guys are, 30, 40% there about?
Yeah, over 30%, yeah.
That's awesome. And how has the campaign been going? I assume this is your first Kickstarter venture.
Oh, yeah, it's just two of us, so it's been pretty crazy. Just trying to deal with, all the emails and all the inquiries and things like that. And the support has been just simply awesome. Just on the first day seeing friends and family support you, and then just people that you don't even know leaving great comments and feedback about the game. It's been very motivational, to say the least.
Definitely. Well, and I definitely can let people know that a big thing about Kickstarter is, of course, you have people like myself that I'm on Kickstarter all the time because it's part of this show I do. But I know that there's a lot of times people just hear about things because of word of mouth. So that's such an important aspect. Definitely friends and family are always a good portion at the beginning, but to encourage people to, spread the word, share it on social media, let people know. And that's one of the great ways to get people to your campaign for sure.
Yeah. It's been just crazy seeing the amount of interest because it was just us two working on it for the longest time. So the fact that there's some other people out there that it resonates with, the game resonates with, is pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's great. It's always nice to see that your work is appreciated from random strangers that you don't know.
Yeah,
that's one of the things. It's hard to come by. Feedback is very hard to come by for us. So when we did this, we were like, we have no idea whether or not people are going to like this or not. We hope people like it. We did our best to make it,
Well, yeah, definitely. It is appealing. I mean, that's one reason that you guys drew my attention, and it looks great to me. And with the Kickstarter, when it does end in July, and if you guys become fully funded, which is, the goal, that's what we want to happen, do you guys have a tentative timeline on when you hope to have the game out to the backers?
For now, we're saying sometime 2017. We don't want to promise anything too much at this point.
Yeah.
It'll be highly dependent on how much funding we get and if we hit any of the stretch goals. So at that time, we'll have a better idea of if we're going to add any extra scope to the game, and then if that'll delay the release date.
Definitely.
So we'll have a better idea at the end of the campaign rather than now.
Yeah, those stretch goals, they can be a blessing but also a curse at the same time, because that just means more work for you guys.
It'll be great for us, you know, like
stuff that we want to do.
Yeah, definitely. So we've definitely encouraged people to go check out the Kickstarter. So thanks, guys, for coming on the show today. I know that you guys are extremely busy and taking time out of your schedule to come on the show to let more people know about Wizard of Legend. I appreciate your time. Why don't you tell people where they can find more about your guys' company and more about Wizard of Legend?
They can go to wizardoflegend.com or on Twitter, where our Twitter handle is @contingent99.
Thanks for having us. It's been awesome.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and good luck to you guys, and I look forward to, you know, keeping my eye on the rest of the campaign and hope nothing but the best for you guys, and I hope to see more from you guys in the future.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. And thank you for Dan Patrice. He does our intro and outro, and you can find him at thegeekallstars.com. He's Dan, the board game man. And remember to back your projects wisely.
Thanks for listening to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. If you'd like to mail the show, send any questions, comments, or interview requests to sweetkickswithbricks@gmail.com. Sweet Kicks with Bricks is a Closet Geek Studios production. For more information on The Closet Geek, please head to closetgeek.net.